Good evening, everyone. I'm so excited to be a part of this call with you guys. I look forward to these GBOY calls, I think, more than anybody, but having a chance to connect with the leadership all across the country, it's one of my favorite times of the month. So I appreciate you guys taking the time, you know, making arrangements with your kids, with your lives, with work, with everything else to be a part of these calls. The only reason they work is because of you guys and promoting them. You know, we had the most amazing week last week. Those that reached Diamond qualified for an all-expense-paid cruise that we did through the Caribbean this last week. We left on the 5th and went on the most amazing Royal Caribbean ship I've ever been on. I mean, this was our 7th cruise. And by far, I guess to put it in terms, I'm ruined for life. Like, I can't go on any other cruise ship now because we didn't even have time after a week to do everything we wanted to on the ship between the surfing, flow riders, the zip line, the rock climbing walls, which Sherry Ke'alakai and I have a special date set that we're going back and conquering that stinking rock wall. But, you know, the beach trips, everything, it was just, I could not imagine it being more fun. And I think the best part about it was getting to spend some really quality time with the leadership, you know, having a chance to have a couple of training meetings and really hear, you know, their voices and their leadership and to be trained by them as well. It was priceless. And my only regret is not having 100 people on that cruise. I mean, we had kind of a moment and a vision where I imagined having the whole cruise ship taken over with Kayani distributors. I mean, how awesome would that be? You know, we'd walk into a theater, and this tells you the leadership and where their minds always are. I mean, we walked in, the theater would be packed, and Angel Olvera would look at me and be like, let's go do a Kayani meeting. Like, grab that mic. Let's get these people, you know, in the right mindset. Let them know what's really going on and how they can really enjoy life. And, you know, we like I said, we just had an amazing time, and I absolutely loved being with everybody that was there. And, again, the only thing missing was you guys. And I'm sure you guys have seen some of the pictures that have been posted, and we'll have a kind of a highlight video that we'll post on the Facebook website as well. But, again, so glad to be back and back to work. And I think by the end of the cruise, we were all just excited to get back to work and to really get in contact with all of our new leadership and up-and-coming next generation and kind of share with them our ideas and our mindset. One of the topics that we decided that collectively as leaders that we need to focus on is getting people to the events. We have an Orlando event coming up, our international convention. We do once a year, coming up in Orlando, January 16th through the 18th. And I can tell you what's heartbreaking for everybody in the room is to show up and have more people from outside the country there than from the U.S. And that's definitely not the way it should be, and it's not going to be that way for long. But I think the only way that we really overtake that room is some teamwork and understanding how important these events actually are. You know, it's Kayani's made it very, very simple to succeed. You know, the compensation plan is incredible. The products are second to none. You know, we have everything there is to offer. And sometimes we settle for good instead of taking it to the next level and being great. And the events, in order to take your business to the next level and experience what great actually is in Kayani, the events need to be an absolute must in your Kayani business. You know, we kind of set out some numbers because I believe you're only as good as your weakest link, and if you can't track what you're doing or you're not tracking currently what you're doing, then you're not understanding the multi-million-dollar opportunity you have in front of you. You know, we're kind of playing with this like it's a hobby, but any business, you track numbers, you track, you know, contacts, you track success, you know, all of those things need to be tracked, and we need to be setting the bar for what we want to do with registrations. Some of the numbers that we talked about, all of our Rubies should have 50 pre-registrations, people registered for the Orlando event. That needs to be an average, a norm. You know, that's if there's no other Rubies underneath you and you have 50 people registered. Sapphires should have 15. These are all goals. I hope you guys have pen and paper in hand because I've spent the last 2 hours literally at my desk avoiding my children. You know, I think there's still duct tape in a closet somewhere. Not really, just kidding. But I spent 2 hours kind of really putting on paper what I wanted to share with you guys. And these numbers are definitely something that we need to grasp and run with, and like I said, set the bar and not make our minimums the maximum. So Ruby, if we want to have 50 pre-registrations, that means you have at least 17 people in each of your legs. So have three organizations, and you have 17 people coming from each of those. Obviously, you'll have one leg that has 30, but that doesn't mean that that compensates for the other two organizations. I mean, our job is to make sure that nobody's standing still in their Kiani business and definitely not going backwards. You know, if you want to get to a point where you're growing every single month without that much effort, I mean, literally you're putting the same amount of effort in every month, but you're growing every single month, that's going to come through getting people to the events. And that needs to start, again, we need to start tracking some numbers. So I have all the numbers from Kiani, but our leaders need to start tracking them as well. And by leaders, I mean you. I mean, if you've taken the initiative to get on this call, if you're taking the initiative to be responsible for your business, you're the leader that I'm referring to. But Rubies, you want to have 50 pre-regs at least, minimum. Sapphires, 15, so you have 5 from each of your downline legs. This is not including your own pre-registrations, but this is from distributors in your downline. Pearls, we break it down to 6 pre-regs, so 2 from each of your downline legs. Jade, you need 3 pre-regs. You need 1 person from each downline leg going with you to the Orlando event. And I can tell you, if we're not setting this as a goal, when you come home from Orlando, you're going to be starting over, because here's what happens. You're the only one that's excited. You're not going to have a team of people that have experienced what you have, and what you're going to experience is frustration because you've seen something that they haven't. You're going to be excited. You're going to be focused. You know, you're going to be driven to a level that they won't be, and not because they're not capable or they're not, you know, great people or talented. It's because they haven't experienced what you have. So our job is going to be creating that value for why they need to be there. Now, we need to get good at influencing and influence to move our no's and maybes to yeses. So how do we do that? I mean, it starts with ourselves. And I can tell you this right now, this is not going to be a friendly love conversation today. This conference call is going to be, some of you might even find it a little harsh, but, you know, we've talked about this before. It's locker room conversation, you know, get you where you need to go. But if you can't even talk yourself into going to the convention, I think we found our problem. I mean, if we're not leading by example, everybody else is going to do a fraction of what you do. So if you're not even going to the event, I mean, there is no chance in a million that someone in your downline is going to go if you're not even going. I mean, you've got to be that influence. So literally, you need to have a conversation with yourself of where you are in your Kiani business. I mean, how important is Kiani? I mean, it's not a traditional business. You can't just work your way to the top. You have to lead your way to the top. So it starts with leading by example. And that trend never stops. You know, I have so many people that ask me that aren't involved in Kiani, because I'm at events all across the world. You know, where is there a point where you don't have to go to a training? There's not. I mean, that's like a point in life when you stop learning or stop growing or stop challenging yourself. You're going to go backward. There is no standstill in life, and I believe there's no standstill in Kiani. You're either going forward or you're going backward, and it's about what the things that we're willing to do on a daily basis to get us there. You can't wish your way to success, definitely not in Kiani, and you can't wait for everything to be perfect before taking action. It never happens. One of the funniest things I experienced is a brand new married couple, and you know they're waiting for the perfect time to have a child. And, of course, the blunt Becky Bursell tells them good luck with that. There is no perfect time. It just happens, and you arrange. You make priorities. You change. And then you can't imagine your life without that experience in your life. But it's very difficult to sometimes make those changes in your life because it requires such a lifestyle change. Kiani is the same way. For success, it requires a huge lifestyle change. Let me give you guys an example. I think a lot of people, some of the things that you will hear or some of the things that we're saying already is when I'm a sapphire, then I'll go to the convention. When I'm making good money, then I'll go to convention. Or when I have 3 other people going, then I'll make the commitment to go. And when something happens in my organization, you know, when things are popping, then I'll go and I'll do what I need to do. You need to do, then something will happen. We're flipping it somewhere. And this is a paradigm shift. It's not show me, make something happen, and then I'll do what I'm supposed to do. It's put the things in action, make the decisions now, do, and then something will actually happen. We have to set it in motion. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I mean, if you haven't already decided that you're going to convention, the likelihood of something happening between now and January is slim to none. You've got to set those things in motion, and that all comes through action, commitment, determining already that failure is no longer an option. I mean, the world is full of people waiting around for something great to happen to them. And you know what happens to them? The only thing that happens to them is they gain an entitlement attitude. I mean, and the prize for entitlement is pretty much bitterness and unhappiness. I mean, you could probably picture somebody in your mind right now that keeps waiting for something great to happen in their life and how bitter and unhappy they are. I mean, you know who those people are. That's not you. Or you wouldn't have made the decision to be a part of Kyani in the first place. You wouldn't be on this conference call if that was you. So let's talk pros and cons. What's the benefits of going to Orlando? You know, what outweighs the negatives here? I mean, the confidence that you gain from seeing the owners, the leadership, you know, you get to talk to all kinds of contacts all across the world. You come home ready to conquer the world. You come home with the confidence, like, I want to talk to everybody. In fact, try to keep me from talking to everybody. The education on the product, the technique of how you talk to people, how you get them, you know, in front of the business, how you get them and follow up to take the product, the level of excitement, you know, it's just a pure law of attraction. When you're excited, you draw people to you. And if it takes the events to bring that to your business, it's worth every penny. It also allows you to not have to be a motivator in your team. I am not a professional motivator. I'm not an inspirational speaker. The events do all of that for us. Collectively, we understand that we can do more with putting all of those great leaders on stage, you know, having them hear from the doctors, the owners, the great testimonials of you know, brand new people experiencing what Kyani really has to offer. You know, those are the kind of things that you need to use Kyani as a tool. And those conventions, the International Convention in Orlando is your greatest tool. It is the secret weapon. The support that you kind of get from meeting your upline, meeting the corporate staff, you know, you realize what kind of support. You have a multi-million dollar opportunity where you don't have to do billing, accounting, tracking, customer service, you know, collections. You have an upline that's willing to do conference calls, webinars, events, you know, opportunity meetings, come to your home and do a personal business reception. Those are the kind of things that you're going to see and the support that you'll get and the connection you make with those people. The networking abilities, you know, you meet distributors from Taiwan and Oahu and, you know, Spokane, Washington and Arkansas. I mean, you'll find someone and then you'll think, oh my gosh, I have a friend I went to high school with that lives in Little Rock. I'll bet I could get them to a meeting. Or that I have a cousin that lives in Dallas that I've been dying to get this in front of. And I just met someone from Dallas. You know, the networking that comes through that. There's nothing that can replace the experience. You know, ask Angel Olvera what's better, going to a Dodger playoff where there's a record amount of single home runs hit in a night or sitting at home and watching it on TV. That is the ability of the experience that you're going to have by being at the International Convention. It's not the same to say, hey, go record it or go take good notes and come home and tell me about it. It's not the same experience. I mean, the memories, the emotion, the education, you know, being able to focus 24/7 for a couple of days straight on your business, on your dreams, you know, how you're going to make this a reality, all of that is there. But you've got to give it the kind of respect and attention that it really deserves. And Kyani definitely deserves that level of respect. The independence, you know, we joke about how we all signed an independent distributor agreement, not a dependent distributor agreement. I mean, if you've ever played what I call the telephone game, where someone starts off at a sentence and it goes through six different people, and by the end, it's a completely different phrase. Well, that can happen with your Kyani business. If you're not hearing it firsthand, somebody comes home and explains it to you, or a new promotion or a product, or, you know, it doesn't make it through. It doesn't translate all the way. You're not hearing it firsthand and being the kind of leader that you would want to follow. And that's the expectation of being there. So here's your cons. It costs money. It takes time. You know, there's an unknown factor. You have to make arrangements. You know, these are all things that I promise you are never going to change. Those issues are always going to be there. But how you see them and the reward that comes back, that's what level of price you're willing to pay. Because if you, I promise you, if you all saw the kind of experience and the kind of life that you truly are able to have with Kyani, if you had been on the cruise with us this last week and seen the lifestyle of these diamonds, if you could see their vision, their dreams, you know, nobody that was on this cruise was content with being a diamond. All they talked about was double red diamond and black diamond and double black diamond, because they know what Kyani has to offer and that it's attainable for anybody and everybody willing to work their tail off, anybody and everybody willing to pay the price. The Kyani experience is so much more than just selling product, you guys. I mean, you have to be willing to change. You know, some of you are saying, well, I've never traveled that far before. My answer is, so change. Start now. You know, I've never left my kids for that long. Great, change. Start now. Or I can't afford to go on vacation this year and go to the convention. Well, change of plans. Start now, you guys. Make whatever arrangement. If it's not your own funeral, you can go. You can go. You can make arrangements to go. And I know, because every single one of us that are living that diamond lifestyle, we've all had to make those same sacrifices. There's nothing that you're going to go through in your Kyani business that we haven't gone through times 10. I mean, the experiences that we've had, the growth, you know, the hurdles, all of those things, I promise there's nothing that we're going to ask you to do that we haven't gone through. If you want something different, you guys, it's time to do something different. It's time to be coachable. You know, if you go just because you trust the people around you, then go. That's reason enough. If the only reason you go is because you made a promise to your upline, Chris Cannon, that you were going to be 100% coachable. It wasn't a promise if it's easy or if it's convenient. It's a promise that I will be 100% coachable. You give me your time, your effort, your knowledge, your support, and I will be 100% coachable. Well, it's time to pay up. It's time to actually walk the walk. No more talk. Time to do the deal, guys. I mean, we talk about how you could get a 10-year-old a diamond faster than a 40-year-old. They're not looking for excuses. They're not looking for a failure. They're not looking for a way out. You know, I can tell you Kyani's as easy or as hard as you want to make it. And a lot of times we want to make it so much harder than it is. I mean, here's the steps, you guys. Number one, put people in a room. Number two, share the products. Number three, get to every event. Number four, repeat, repeat, repeat. So why is it that not everybody succeeds in Kyani? Why is it that you see some people quit along the way? Nobody fails, you guys. You either succeed or you quit. So why is it that some people will get to number one, but they never get to two, three, or four? Or how about those people that get to one and two? You know, they put people in a room, they share the products, but they never get to an event. What would actually happen if every person that joined your team did one, two, three, and four? Every person would be a diamond, you guys. Every person that puts people in a room, they share the products, they get to every event, they repeat, they repeat, they repeat. They don't quit. They make it happen because they're in action mode. They're not in question mode. They're not in excuse mode. They're in action mode. What would happen to you? Imagine your business if you were implementing all four of those right now and you're leading by example. What's actually going to duplicate? If you make getting to diamond the average, you know, simple 4-6 months because you're implementing 1, 2, 3, and 4, you're not looking left, you're not looking right, you're not asking questions, you're just doing. I mean, events, to me, they're only optional if you no longer care about your Kyani goals and your dreams. That's the only way that they're optional, if you no longer care. And unfortunately, that happens. So if you've given up and you're a quitter, stay home. Like I said, this is not an easy conversation to have, but I'm telling you straight up and up front, if you are not willing to pay the price, stay home. But you are missing out on the best reward. You can't even dream this big, you guys. You can't even imagine the life that you have at your fingertips, all because you're willing to do a little bit extra. This isn't monumental. This isn't, you know, forget your family, your friends, move to a vast island in the middle of nowhere. This is, on a daily basis, do something a little bit more than the average person is willing to do. Like, get on a plane and get to Orlando. That is more than the average person is willing to do. Because if getting to an event is too difficult for you, you're not going to survive when you find out what difficult actually means, you guys. Like I said, it may sound harsh for a lot of you, but I learned a long time ago that sometimes people will hate you because they hate your message. And if you have to hate me, but I can get you to do what it takes to be a diamond, I promise you, I'm going to be on your favorites list eventually. And it'll all work itself out. I mean, it's got to get you over that hurdle. I mean, you've got to grasp onto it. Let me tell you guys what difficult actually is, because I've heard so many people say how difficult Kayani is. It's hard. I can't get people to meetings or events. I talk to everyone I know, or I have to go into debt to do this. My answer is join the club, because we've all been there. And if you want what a diamond has, you have to do what a diamond has done. If you want the life that Mike Akagi and Angel Olvera and Mary Louise and Sherry Kaalakai, if you want that life, join the club. But be careful what you ask for, because that requires a price. It requires a sacrifice. But it is so worth every moment and every sacrifice you put into it. I know that people look at me and they see sometimes a reasonable, blonde, stay-at-home mom that probably just got really lucky with Kayani, and that's how we ended up at Double Red Diamonds. I know that happens, and I don't fault people for it, because they haven't been on this whole journey with us. I mean, nothing could be further from the truth. I've had to make sacrifices that no reasonable person in their right mind would ever make. I've endured heartbreak after failure after heartbreak. I think it would have knocked the average person not only out of the box, but 100 yards back on their ass. And excuse my language, but that is the case. I've had to pick myself up, dust myself off more times than I can even count, you guys, or I can even remember. I mean, we've had so many setbacks. I don't even remember at what point we stopped keeping score. It just got to a point where I had to be in action mode. Just do, just do, just do. Just do, just do, just over and over and over again. Just pick yourself up, and failure is no longer an option. I mean, I've had to kick and scream and crawl and drag and claw and fight my way to the top. But that's the road to success. I mean, it goes right through the dump. So the trick and the secret is to not stop there. That's just the journey. That's not the destination. But if you quit, that ends up being the destination. If you guys, I mean, if you could actually see our lives, and I don't know any other way to explain it, as blissful, amazing, stress-free, you know, you don't get to see that craziness in me. You don't get to see the kind of things that we did, where our own family looked at us like we'd lost our minds. Like Becky must have mental issues to do the things that she's doing right now. It doesn't make sense. There's no logical reason for her to do those things. Why does she think she's better than anyone else, that she deserves a better life? Her husband has a great job. She has good kids. Just be happy with living the life that you have. The stress that you have? Are you kidding? You're asking for a stress-free life? Who are you? Kayani is not difficult, you guys. So when someone tells me how difficult Kayani is, that's when it all comes back to me. That unsympathetic, claw your eyes out, Becky, comes out to play. Some of you have seen it. Some of you don't need to. But she's there. Because here's what I know about difficult. It's difficult to hold down two or three jobs in one household. It's difficult to get up at 5 a.m. every morning, get the kids ready, kiss your husband goodbye, have him sit in traffic for hours, not see him till 9 o'clock at night, have him go to work, have a boss tell you when to take a bathroom break, eat lunch, when you can have vacation. And then at the end of a paycheck, he determines what you're worth. And then you're just on the hamster wheel over and over. That just cycles every 2 weeks. Same experience. That, my friends, is difficult. It's difficult always having to lower your dreams to meet your means. It's difficult to realize that someone else is going to watch your children take their first steps or say mama to their preschool teacher. It's difficult knowing that you'll spend 40 years of your life working for someone else, building someone else's dream over your own dreams. Difficult is watching a spark in your husband's eyes fade because you both start to realize that the home of your dreams, the college that you want to send your kids to, every year it gets further and further out of your reach. And you're working your tail off just to get further in debt, knowing that, again, someone else is controlling your finances. Here's what I know. We all have nasty habits. They're called rationalizing. They're called procrastination. We skirt important issues rather than face them. Instead, we all like to justify our playtime, you know, our hobbies, our TV shows, our social time, you know, the bowling league, whatever it is. because we deserve it. Because we've worked so hard, we deserve that time. When in all actuality, we deserve everything we create. And on the flip side, you guys, we deserve everything we negate to create. Too often we allow other people who don't pay our bills, but we give them a right to our dreams. We give them a voice. We give them power to direct our futures. What's crazy is as children, we have absolutely no freedom. And then we rebel and we're teenagers and we kick and we scream about our freedoms. And then when we reach adulthood, we're finally free. And then we just relinquish that freedom because we think it's too difficult and we don't want the responsibility and it's stressful and we're scared to make a wrong decision. So we just obligingly give that awesome power to someone else. And then we wake up and it's too late, you guys. We start to hear ourselves saying phrases like, I wish I had only, if I could do things over again, you know, if I were in the right place at the right time. There's no one else to blame, you guys. Kyani is your chance. It is your do-over. It is your answer. It is your answer. I've robbed you of something tonight, you guys. If nothing else, if you forget everything else that we talked about on the conference call tonight, just know this. I've robbed you of ever being able to say, if I were only at the right place at the right time. Because the time is now. The place is Kyani. It always is, and it always will be. It is just the most amazing opportunity on the planet. Stop elevating all the trivial things that we do on a daily basis to a higher priority than yourself. Some of those silly little tasks that we get caught up in, we make that a bigger deal than pursuing our dream. Every day we make those decisions. We let the trivial things get in the way. It's time to step up. It's time to start paying the price. Stop asking why and start doing. It's time to realize the awesome power that you actually have in your hands with Kyani. Because there are people out there working 3 jobs. They are drowning in debt. They're agonizing over things like bankruptcy. They're stressed to the max. And knowing that even a couple $100 extra a month would make all the difference in the world, you guys. $400 or $500 a month, it is life-changing for the average person. Imagine painting a picture they could wrap their brain around, their dreams, their hopes, where they could actually become financially independent, and we're all reserved to open our mouth. We're scared to share that with people. Living that life and that stress, you guys, that is difficult. Doing Kyani, it is not difficult. This business that you've chosen, it has the ability to transform lives, families, generations. What are we waiting for? For someone to give us permission, for the right time, for when it's easy, for when it's convenient. So here's the deal, you guys. That blonde stay-at-home mom who got lucky with Kyani can tell you firsthand that I have a full and complete understanding of what difficult actually means. Kyani is not difficult. If you tell yourself it is, it's because you're looking for a way out. And there is difficulty and pain and success. And there is difficulty and pain and failure. There's a difference, though, you guys. Difficulty and pain and success, it will last a short period of time. It will become a distant memory to you. And when you're living the Kyani life, other people will look at you, and then people will see you as one of the lucky ones. You'll have literally neighbors ask you if you won the lottery because they have no idea how you could be around all the time living the life that you are and make the kind of money that you are. You'll be the lucky one. What a great place to be, where people look at you like you were lucky. Or there's difficulty and pain and failure. Remember that one. Because it lasts a lifetime. And it drains you of purpose. It drains you of fulfillment, freedom, and happiness. So which one's really more difficult? Which choice will you make? What price are you going to pay? I have the answer. I'm not sure who's going to grasp onto it because I can talk and talk and talk, you guys, but the only one that can change your life, that can change your situation, that can really make Kyani the experience that you've dreamed of is you. You have to get to Orlando. I can't get you there. I can't make the arrangements for you. You have to do it yourself. Kyani is the experience that it is, and it's as fulfilling and rewarding as it is because you make it that way. You paid the price. You did the kicking and screaming and crawling and sacrifices, again, that the average person, the average sane person isn't willing to do. So join us, you guys. Join the crazy club, because this is a great place to be. And Orlando is going to be the most amazing event you've ever seen with Kayani. I mean, there are announcements, promotions, you know, the education, the information, it's priceless. You can't afford not to be there. So it's all in, you guys. No exit strategy, no plan B. Failure is not an option. If you have to sell something, finance something, borrow the money, whatever you have to do, stop asking why. Just do it. Just do it. Here's what we're going to do, you guys. Go to Facebook tonight. Go to Becky Hawkins Purcell, which is where the G-Boy site is. If you're not already linked on there, then go do it tonight. Because here's why you're on this call tonight. As if you need an extra reason to register tonight, I'm going to give it to you. Tonight, everyone that registers, there's a link on that Facebook site to print out a pre-registration form. And they're usually $114. Then November 1st, it goes up to $129. And if you register at the door, you show up in Orlando, it's $149. If you register tonight, by midnight Hawaii time, it's $89. Tonight, that's it, you guys. And the only reason that's happening is because I'm going to make up the difference. It's not a company promotion. This is a Becky Purcell, get you there at whatever cost. Make it happen. But I can't do it all myself. You got to meet me halfway. I mean, it's just like for your kids. If you did everything for your kids, they're never going to appreciate anything. It's not going to mean as much to them. But I'll go 50, you go 50, and let's make it happen. So $89 tonight. There is my personal fax number on that website. There is also a contact email. If you need to scan it and send it to me, that's fine. Hopefully you have your pen out, so I'm going to give you guys some information here. So fax number is 801-492-7896. 801-492-7896. The email is just contact@greatestversionofyou.com. contact@greatestversionofyou.com. Again, the fax number is 801-492-7896, you guys. So how about we do one better? Everyone that registers tonight, you fax it over to me, email it to me. We're also going to do a lottery. And one person out of everybody that registers tonight, I'm going to pay for your airfare to get there. I don't care if you're in Tahiti. I don't care if you're in Georgia. I don't care if you're in L.A. I will pay for your airfare round trip to get you to Orlando. You take the steps to register, make that first move, and we'll pay for somebody tonight to get there. Again, you guys, it is going to be worth everything. I can't over-promote it. I can't overstate it. It is the end-all of your Kayani business. You've got to make every arrangement to be there. And you can't wait till the last minute. Because every day you do that, you still haven't made that level of commitment that you need to become successful with Kayani. So get your registration form. Fax it to me tonight by midnight Hawaii time. Again, we'll announce tomorrow on the Facebook site the winner of the airfare. $89 tonight, you guys. And Tyler Sharp called me from our corporate headquarters, and I was kind of going over with him, bouncing some ideas of what I wanted to do, and he said, how about we throw one in as well? So I would suggest all of the Rubies conference all of your distributors in and, you know, literally make a competition tonight, because the Ruby that has the most pre-registrations faxed over, the company is going to send you 40 7-day trial packs to share with your team. That is a $600 value. And what a great way to build your business. I mean, having 40 new 7-day trial packs out there in your market. So, again, guys, free stuff, free flights, all because you're willing to make the commitment to do something that you need to do anyway. And if this is the first time you're hearing about how you need to be in an event, great. But either way, it's got to happen. So, again, $89 tonight, round-trip airfare, and I'm sorry, it's 50 of the 7-day trial packs, not 40. So, again, you guys, let's make it happen. Kayani can't make it easier. I can't make it more simple. And the only one that has control over their future and their dreams right now, it's you. And it's time to pay that price. Live that life, you guys. Can't wait to see everybody. You know, again, we have these calls once a month. Our next call is actually on November 5th. It's with John C. Maxwell. Make sure and get your whole team, everybody, even if they're not in Kiani, put them on that call. I mean, John C. Maxwell is an amazing person. He is not only the leadership guru, but he is a true, sincere, genuine man. I mean, he will literally go out of his way to help you build your business, enrich your life, build relationships. You know, these are the kind of things that are important in life, and he's the individual to help us do it. So November 5th, 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Again, Errol, all of this is on the website, on Facebook, and then we'll be back here with the G-Boy call November 19th at 7 p.m. So, again, go to the Facebook site. Take the steps, guys. Make it happen. God bless everybody. Have a great night.